Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping take tourism and amp culture to the next level. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping strongly agree that Russians and Chinese people love to travel to explore the world. This is great. When it comes to Chinese tourists, everyone in the world is hungry to welcome them. When Russians travel, it's way more complicated and political, considering the ongoing war after Russia invaded Ukraine. Russia is in desperate search for friends that won't criticize, and they found China. Dictators are masters in teaming up with like-minded people, and there we go of Vladimir and Xi friendship. China just released this press release and paid for expensive wire services to get coverage for this in the United States. The Chinese release by government-controlled Global Times. In a grand ceremony held on Wednesday in the Russian embassy in Beijing, two sculptures portraying the renowned Russian novelist Maxim Gorky, 1868-1936, and his Chinese counterpart Lu Xun, 1881-1936, who was the most influential representative of the cultural and literary circle in modern times, were unveiled. The event not only commemorated the historical connections between the two cultures but also symbolized the anticipation of the ongoing 2024 and upcoming 2025 China-Russia Years of Culture. Crafted by Wu Weishan, the director of the National Art Museum of China and a renowned sculptor recognized for his depictions of prominent figures both domestically and internationally, the full-body statues pay homages to the legacies of Gorky and Lu Xun. Russian ambassador to China Igor Morgulov said in his speech at the ceremony on Wednesday that he was happy to see the dialogue between Gorky and Lu Xun as Wu Weishan created. He noted that the event was of great significance because it was the prologue to the opening of 2024 and the upcoming 2025 China-Russia Years of Culture. iturbonews.com. In the hearts of Chinese people, both Gorky and Lu Xun occupied pivotal positions in history, as they shouldered the responsibility of guiding their people toward a brighter future and progress through their literary works, said Wu Weishan, who has designed statues of Lu Xun on several occasions. The faces, hairstyles, eyes, mustaches, and even temperaments of these two literary giants look very similar as the two stand here to engage in literary and ideological dialogue, which inspire us, said Wu. These sculptures serve as a tribute to their enduring influence and the enduring bond between Russian and Chinese cultures. Gorky and Lu Xun are literary giants and ideological giants of their respective countries. Their writings carry profound insights and strong calls for human nature and society. Their shared dialogue symbolizes the blending and mutual learning of the cultures and national spirits of China and Russia, carries our common responsibility for the inheritance and development of civilizations, and witnesses the deep friendship between the two peoples, Liu Yingchuan, Vice Minister of Culture and Tourism of China, said in his remarks made at the unveiling ceremony. Dynamic interactions. Russian President Vladimir Putin said he believes Russia and China have been inextricably linked for centuries, both by an extensive common border and by close cultural and people-to-people ties. Today, there is high interest in Chinese culture and arts within Russian society, Putin stated in a written interview with the Xinhua news agency on the eve of his two-day state visit to China, which concluded on Friday. The years 2024 and 2025 have been designated as the years of culture between Russia and China. Under this initiative, the two countries have planned more than 230 cultural and artistic events across 51 cities in China and 38 cities in Russia. From the start of 2024, both China and Russia have actively engaged in a dynamic series of cultural interactions as part of this designated cultural year. These include a variety of activities such as exhibitions, showcases of folk cultures, movie screenings, and artistic exchanges. The 2024 Beijing Great Wall Concert kicked off on Friday at Beideling Wangjing Cultural Square in the capital city's suburban Yancheng district. It is the third year that the Beijing Great Wall Concert took place, and this year the event was also to mark the 75th anniversary of the establishment of China-Russia diplomatic ties. The conductor of this concert, Yuri Bashmet, is considered a luminary in the world of viola. He also established the All-Russian Youth Symphony Orchestra in 2012, consisting of over 100 young musicians aged between 10 and 22 from various parts of Russia. This time, Bashmet and his team took to the stage of the Great Wall, marking his first performance at this unparalleled heritage site in China. It's incredibly exciting to perform in such a great place. This will be a very unforgettable moment in the lives of these young Russian musicians, Bashmet said. He noted that the gathering of artists from China and Russia at the Great Wall symbolized the friendship between the two countries. Music can communicate the emotions of the people of both countries. I have had close communication and cooperation with Chinese artists, and the performance in 2024 is a testament to the further development of our relationship. Continuous friendship. A special concert was held to celebrate the 75th anniversary of China-Russia diplomatic ties on Thursday in Beijing on the sidelines of the opening ceremony of the China-Russia Years of Culture. The China National Traditional Orchestra, CNTO, and the Osipov State Russian Folk Orchestra joined hands to give the audiences a cultural feast. The musicians played many classic pieces such as Moscow Evenings, a waltz-like Soviet song that is very well known in China, as well as the traditional Russian song Katyusha, which is beloved by both Russian and Chinese people. For 75 years since the establishment of diplomatic relations between China and Russia, the friendly exchanges and moving friendships mediated by music have never ceased. The frequent interactions and partnership between the China National Traditional Orchestra and Russian artistic groups and artists are a touching testament to this deep friendship, according to an article published on CNTO's official WeChat account Sunday. In 2019, CNTO traveled to Moscow to participate in the celebration of the 70th anniversary of the establishment of China-Russia diplomatic relations, successfully collaborating with the Osipov State Russian Folk Orchestra. Music can touch the soul, transcend time and space, and awaken deep-seated emotions. 5 years later, the two orchestras once again shared the stage, presenting a brilliant performance and continuing this precious friendship, said Zhao Tsong, president of the CNTO. The cultural influence the two countries have on each other has always been significant. The cultural exchanges have been long-standing and essential in the bilateral ties, which have arrived at a new height, Zhang Yiwu, a professor of Chinese language and literature from Peking University, told the Global Times.